everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And this is Winnie.
So yesterday, do you remember we read a conversation between Jessica and Tyler? And we find out that Tyler is mad at Jessica.
Right. Jessica made fun of Tyler in front of their friends. Jessica tells Tyler it was just a joke.
However, Tyler didn't think it was funny.
No.
He was very unhappy also with the way Jessica apologized or said sorry for what she did.
It didn't go well. Mm-mm. Tyler decided to go home without further conversation with Jessica. But remember, they were supposed to meet the next day.
I don't think they're going to meet.
That's awkward.
Okay, so today, we're going to find out what's the right way to apologize.
The do's and don'ts of saying sorry. How to say sorry the right way. 1. Take responsibility. 2. Don't make excuses. 3. Don't use the word but.
Tyler and Jessica are on their way home.
What time do you want to meet up tomorrow?
I don't know.
How about after lunch? I want to sleep in tomorrow.
Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Is something wrong, Tyler? You sound mad.
Well, I'm upset. You made fun of me in front of everyone.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make a joke. I really didn't mean to hurt you.
It still made me sad. Everyone was laughing at me.
I feel terrible. I'm sorry for not thinking about your feelings. It was very stupid of me. I'm really sorry.
I know. It's okay. I forgive you.
Tyler and Jessica continue talking.
Word power!
Excuse. Excuse. Jerry didn't do his homework, so he gave his teacher an excuse. Jerry didn't do his homework, so he gave his teacher an excuse. Wrong. Wrong. What's wrong? You don't look happy at all. What's wrong? You don't look happy at all. Laugh at. Laugh at. William called his teacher Mommy, and everyone laughed at him. William called his teacher Mommy, and everyone laughed at him. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Claire won't forgive Kevin for eating her last chocolate cookie. Claire won't forgive Kevin for eating her last chocolate cookie.
Okay, so our article begins with some tips or some advice on how to say sorry, okay? It says, how to say sorry the right way. Okay, do you guys have your pen and paper?
Write this
stuff down.
I need it too.
Yeah? Okay. Number one, take responsibility. Okay, so the word responsibility is a noun, and it means to take the blame or to be responsible for something bad that has happened.
今天一样的场景，我们来学学应该要如何正确的道歉。 The first and the most important one is take responsibility, 负起责任。因为是你闯的祸啊，你的关系某个人受伤了，不需要到处找牵拖、砍拖。 Just say sorry.
The second thing we need to remember when saying sorry is don't make excuses, okay?
Right.
Excuse is our first word power word for today, so let's take a look at the word excuse. E-X-C-U-S-E. E-X-C-U-S-E. It's a noun. An excuse is a reason that you give to explain a mistake or bad behavior. For example, Jerry didn't do his homework, so he gave his teacher an excuse. Jerry didn't do his homework, so he gave his teacher an excuse.
第二点我们看到 excuse 这个单字意思是借口，所以第二点的意思就是说不要找借口，像例句啦， Jerry 没做功课，结果他就找了个借口跟老师说Don't Jerry, don't make excuse.
No.
I just make, if I hear an excuse, I just make me angrier.
I know, right?
Right.
I don't want excuses either. And finally, we also have to remember something else when we say sorry or when we apologize, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our article says, don't use the word but.
Right.
In our article yesterday, do you remember? Jessica
right.
said, I'm sorry,
but
you really shouldn't be mad.That was a big mistake.
第三点也是很重要啊。记得昨天 Jessica 昨天虽然道了歉，但是后面还说，哎，但你真的没什么好生气的。但是啊，记住，如果要说对不起，后面就不要再 but， 没有什么但是，no but。
Okay, so we're going to read the same situation again today. Okay, we're going to learn how to say sorry. Jessica's going to do it the right way.
Okay.
So the scenario is the same.Tyler and Jessica are on their way home, right?
没错，我们就重新来过啦。It was a disaster yesterday.
It was, yeah.
昨天呢，一整个就是一个悲剧。所以啦，问你今天的场景一开头也是一样的。Tyler and Jessica 在回家的路上 and...
Just like yesterday, Jessica begins the conversation by saying, What time do you want to meet up tomorrow?
Jessica 一样不知道发生什么事嘛，所以一开头就说，哎，几点？明天几点要见面啦 ？Then Tyler said, "I don't know."、
Mm-hmm.
虽然没说，其实这句话也是口气很重要。说 "I don't know" 这语气很重要，可以是 "I don't know," like
you really don't know,
yeah, or、mm-hmm. "I don't know."、Mm-hmm.I don't know.
You don't care.
Or, yeah, I don't know. Or, I don't know. Right? But we already knew Tyler is not happy. So、
mm-hmm.
it might be like, I don't know.
Like whatever, right?
Yeah.
So remember, Jessica suggests a time, right?
Yeah.
She says, how about after lunch? And she wants to, I want to sleep in tomorrow.
Right, 但他就是没有在状况内，所以他不知道 Tyler 在生气，神经比较大条。Tyler is not. 这时候 Tyler 已经放大决，他说 Whatever, it doesn't matter. 讲这句就是你没有打算客气了。When you say whatever, it's like you're ready for a fight, right?
I guess yeah, you can say that. They're gonna fight it out. Okay, well, yesterday Jessica asked Tyler.Why he was moody. So she knew Tyler was mad.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of like, she wasn't very caring. She wasn't like, oh, what's wrong? She
no.
was like,
why?
Why
are you doing this?
Why are you so moody? Okay, that's probably not the best thing to ask someone if you really、mm-hmm. care about how they feel, okay? So right from the start, Jessica was wrong, even、uh-huh. before she said sorry. This time, Jessica is a little bit more considerate or thoughtful, okay? She says, is something wrong, Tyler?
Wow, nice.
Okay, so the word wrong is our second word, power word, wrong. W-R-O-N-G, wrong. It's an adjective.
The word wrong is used to describe a situation where something isn't going right and when somebody is unhappy. For example, what's wrong? You don't look happy at all. Again,What's wrong? You don't look happy at all.
Wrong 意思是有问题的，所以问人家怎么啦，就可以像这个把这句学起来。Is something wrong?、
Mm-hmm.
或者像例句的用法 ，What's wrong? 你怎么了？你怎么看起来不开心？从这里我们就看到 Jessica 态度已经不一样了。Remember what she said yesterday.、
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying Tyler moody, she senses something wrong.
Yeah. So,、and then Jessica continues to say, "You sound mad." So she's kind of explaining, "Okay, I know why there's something wrong because you sound." Mad,
right?
Not the usual thought.
And mood is kind of like a negative word, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's saying Tyler's being weird. Why are you so moody?
Mm-hmm.
But this time she sees something wrong about Tyler. So what's wrong with Tyler?
Okay, so Tyler then explains what's wrong. Okay,
mm-hmm.
His reaction is a little bit different this time. I think、
too.
because Jessica wasn't like attacking him, or, you know. So he says, "Well, I'm upset." And then he continues to say.You made fun of me in front of everyone. So when a person is upset, they are angry and they are sad.
所以你先问人家怎么了，人家态度就一定是会先软化一半了嘛。所以昨天说啊、，I'm mad at you。今天的这种问法呢，他反过来就说，哦，我在生气 ，upset。upset 不太像 angry， 他比较是有点在生闷气，又生气又沮丧这样。 不太像是那种会暴气的生气。His reaction makes it easier to Jessica too.
Yeah, okay. So Jessica's reaction to Tyler is also much better this time.
Yeah.
She takes responsibility, remember?
She's taking the blame for
what happened. And she says, I'm sorry. There is no but at the end of this.
I'm sorry.
Then she says why she did what she did, okay? So she does still have a reason for what she did. She said, I was trying to make a joke.
Tyler 一开始就说你昨天取笑我，这个语气就是辩解。Jessica 马上就说 I'm sorry， 人家一说你做错了，你马上就啊、哦、对不起，大家通常好像就也生气不下去了。
And Jessica then continues to say that she didn't do it on purpose. Okay, so she says that it was just a joke, and then now she says I really didn't mean to hurt you. So she didn't want Tyler to feel bad. It's just a joke. Yeah.
Jessica 就赶快说啊，我不是故意要伤害你的 ，mean to do something 表示故意做某事，或者是像刚刚 Angeline 说 on purpose。Now what does Tyler think of her apology？
Well, you know, sometimes if I said, oh, I didn't mean to do it on purpose, that kind of sounds like an excuse too sometimes. So you have to be very careful with how you say it.
Right.
So Tyler knows Jessica was just joking around, but actually he's really still sad, maybe very upset about what has happened. So he says, it still made me sad. Okay, that joke still made me sad, even though if you didn't mean to hurt me.
Yeah.
And then he says, everyone was laughing at me.So laugh at is our third word power word for today. Laugh at. L-A-U-G-H space at. A-T. It's a phrasal verb. If you laugh at someone or something, you make jokes about them or it. For example, William called his teacher mommy and everyone laughed at him. Again, William called his teacher mommy and everyone laughed at him.
Laugh 本身大家都知道就是笑，不过 laugh at somebody 就是变成负面了，表示嘲笑。比如例句说 William 因为叫老师叫成 Mommy， 大家都在笑他。Tyler 啊，这次就虽然说 Jessica 不是故意的，但他还是很受伤，因为大家都在 laugh at him， 嘲笑他。
So Jessica takes responsibility again for her actions. Remember, that's something that's very important when you say sorry. She says, I feel terrible.And then she says, I'm sorry for not thinking about your feelings.
这时候做错事这方啊、Jessica 就赶快说对不起了，她很抱歉让她觉得很受伤。Jessica 也很直接啊，她说没有想到 Tyler 的感受 feeling.
And after, Jessica also doesn't make an excuse for her actions, okay? She doesn't say, oh, it's just a joke, you shouldn't be mad. She says, it was very stupid of me. I'm really sorry.
但是 Jessica 就没有很白目说啊、哎、你也不用生气，她就直接说我这样做真的是很笨很蠢。 We can say stupid of somebody 表示某个人的特质。
Right, and then Tyler, it looks like Tyler's not as mad anymore.
Right.
Because Jessica has apologized the right way, okay? He says, I know, it's okay, I forgive you.
Yay!
Here we see our last word, power word for today, forgive.F-O-R-G-I-V-E. Forgive. It's a verb. To forgive somebody means to stop being angry or to stop blaming somebody for doing something wrong. For example, Claire won't forgive Kevin for eating her last chocolate cookie. Claire won't forgive Kevin for eating her last chocolate cookie.
Forgive 这个动词就表示原谅，像这个例句说 Claire 永远都不会原谅 Kevin 吃他最后一片巧克力饼干。 Oh, poor Kevin. But yeah, happy ending for Tyler and Jessica.
And Tyler doesn't walk away this time.
Right.
Guess what happens? They actually continue. Tyler and Jessica continue talking. So there we go, happy ending. That's all we have for our article today, but stay tuned for our wrap-up.Okay, Winnie, like you said you were going to take notes, but I didn't see you.
Yeah, where's my note?
So what are the three things that
I
remember?
I remember the first one, take responsibility.
Okay.
And you don't make excuse?
You don't make excuses? Okay, well, what's the third one?
You have to help me.
Okay, well, the third one, where's your pen and paper? Get it out.
Yeah, I'll write it in my heart.
Okay. The third one is to not say but.
Right.
Right? Don't say that's I'm sorry, important. But.
Just I'm sorry.
That's it. Yes, that's it. Okay, thank you guys for joining us today. Yeah. I'm Angeline.
I'm Winnie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show?
Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show?
Hi guys, this is Winnie. 最后一天的国庆周最不能错过的应该就是烟火秀 The Fireworks Show. Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show? Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show? 就是阿姨你要去看国庆的烟火秀吗？当然了，台湾一年365天，好多节日其实好像都会有烟火秀，那我们就来照样造句啦。许多人注目的烟火秀，大家应该都同意就是新年烟火吧。不管身在哪个城市 ，The New Year's fireworks shows are always exciting. So, are you going to the New Year's fireworks show? 意思就是，哎，你会去今年新年的烟火秀吗？还有啊，情人节的时候，好像不知道为什么也都会有烟火秀哈。Can you try to make the sentence too? 我们把 New Year's 改成 Valentine's Day， 就变成 Are you going to the Valentine's Day fireworks show?如此一来，一年365天你都有把妹招的、啊、我不是啦，我的意思是你就都会看烟火的英文啦，还不赶快跟着 Winnie 来复习一次。 Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show? Of course I'm going to the National Day Fireworks Show. It's going to be a lot of fun. See you there.
Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show?
Are you going to the National Day Fireworks Show?
Kit Kat!
我是叫你 wait a minute 吗？
但是我已经 wait 2 minutes 了。
诶？查姐，你到底好了没啊？
哦、oh, ，one more second!
哦，你刚刚也说 in a minute， 结果我等得快。3960 minutes second 也就是66 minutes， but you're still not ready.
Just hold on one more second, please.
哦，算了算了，我也是很忙的，我找别人去看好了，拜拜。
Michael, see, I told you I'll be ready in a second. 人呢？
哦，这么没有耐性，叫他等我一下下，就竟然给我走了。
莫非他真的只有等我 one second 一秒钟，然后就给我走了呢？在口语当中，当我们说 hold on one second， 其实当然并不是真的请对方等你一秒钟，而是表示等一下下这样的意思啦。另外像是 hold on a minute， wait a moment， one second please， 都是一样的意思哦，不是真的叫你等一分钟、一瞬间或是一秒钟，而是指一下下的意思哦。所以 minute， moment， second 其实可以互相互换哦。另外呢， one second， one moment， or one minute 还常和 for 连用，像是 he thought about it for a minute and said yes，或者是呢，我上厕所时都会请别人帮我拿包包，我就会说啦 Can you hold my bag for a minute? I'll be right back.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
下次朋友请你 hold on a minute 或是 I'll think about it for a minute， 千万不要拿着表计时等对方那一分钟或是一秒钟哦，因为那只是用来比喻一下下 for a short time for a moment
The Do's and Don'ts of Saying Sorry. How to Say Sorry the Right Way. 1. Take responsibility. 2. Don't make excuses. 3. Don't use the word but.
Tyler and Jessica are on their way home.
What time do you want to meet up tomorrow?
I don't know.
How about after lunch? I want to sleep in tomorrow.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Is something wrong, Tyler? You sound mad.
Well, I'm upset. You made fun of me in front of everyone.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make a joke. I really didn't mean to hurt you.
It still made me sad. Everyone was laughing at me.
I feel terrible. I'm sorry for not thinking about your feelings. It was very stupid of me. I'm really sorry.
I know. It's okay. I forgive you.
Tyler and Jessica continue talking.
Excuse. Excuse. Jerry didn't do his homework, so he gave his teacher an excuse. Jerry didn't do his homework, so he gave his teacher an excuse. Wrong. Wrong. What's wrong? You don't look happy at all. What's wrong? You don't look happy at all. Laugh at. Laugh at. William called his teacher Mommy, and everyone laughed at him. William called his teacher Mommy, and everyone laughed at him. Forgive. Forgive. Forgive, forgave, forgiven. Claire won't forgive Kevin for eating her last chocolate cookie. Claire won't forgive Kevin for eating her last chocolate cookie.